Good afternoon and welcome to Women's Magazine. I'm Mary Simon. Today we focus on women resisting militarism from Honduras to Nevada to the Bay Area. We'll hear a wonderful piece by Margaret Thompson of the Feminist International Radio Endeavor, or FIRE, on the role of feminists in resisting the right-wing coup d'etat in Honduras. And we'll hear from Zan Joy of the women's peace group Code Pink about their upcoming actions in Nevada against the use of military drones. But first, the latest in the story of Caster Semenya, the athlete subjected to public gender testing after winning the women's 800-meter race in Germany. In the last week, articles published the leaked information that Semenya is intersex, possessing both male and female organs and hormones.
The family of Caster Semenya say they're angry at reports that tests have found the runner is technically an hermaphrodite. The athlete was forced to undergo the gender examination after becoming the 800 meters world champion.
The typically butch Semenya appeared on the cover of U magazine last week, wearing stiletto heels and tons of makeup. Shades of Danica Patrick? Semenya denied doing the photo shoot to stem the tide of controversy, saying, "I didn't do this to prove a point, but rather to have fun."
For Caster Semenya, who was transformed into a cover girl by a women's magazine here, it is all brutally public. The 18-year-old has tried to prove her femininity, but the very intimate speculation goes on.
Official results of the gender tests will not be released until November, according to the International Association of Athletics Federations. But despite the fact that Semenya's testosterone levels do fall within the official limits for women, the medal could still be taken away. South African President Jacob Zuma expressed outrage over this process.
"I don't know why we should not respect the privilege between the doctor and the patient. Why, when the test has been done, why is it published?"
Meanwhile, the international tabloid frenzy continued to make hay of news about Semenya's gender. The New York Daily News began its story on the U magazine cover with the line, "She sure looks like a woman now." And a pair of African-American comics posted this satire on YouTube.
Ladies and germaphobes, we are here with one of the most talked about female or male track and field stars that exist today. Cast her semen. Yeah, dog, even your name is suspect without even being sexy. Wow, you go all out, don't you? I haven't seen anyone this thorough since the RuPaul show.
Semenya pulled out of a scheduled race in Pretoria last week, saying she was not feeling well. It's pretty easy to see why not.